Hi, my name is Terence, and I'm your host for Reading and Readers, a podcast where I review Christian books for you. Except I have not been reviewing any books for nearly 2 months now, and maybe some people are wondering what happened to me. Well, I'm still around, and I guess some people may be wondering whether I have, like so many other podcasts, just quit. No, I've not quit or decided to end this wonderful experiment or hobby of mine. I am still looking forward to the 100th episode of Reading and Readers. I have a special book in mind for that episode. So even if I do decide to end the podcast, and I at this moment in time don't have any intention of doing so, I would definitely do it after the 100th episode. It's just something reward for myself for persevering thus far. Now, why have I not been reviewing books for so long, for 2 months, considering that I used to do a book review every 1 or 2 weeks? Now, that was a crazy pace, and I could sustain that pace until my responsibilities elsewhere in the office, church, and home just increased. And interestingly enough, I found myself reading more books. It's just that the books I'm reading are not books that I would review. So after spending, I don't know, hours, days, weeks on these books, probably reading another type of book is not a method of relaxation as it used to be. So I've decided to take the podcast slow. Instead of a sprint or a jog, it will now be a stroll or a walk. I will still be downloading the monthly free books from Logos. I hope you will also do so. Not because I'm affiliated. I am kind of affiliated, but it's just that I have never put the affiliate links. So all the links, at least at the time of this recording, I don't get any money from Logos. It's just that I find people always, I mean, this is the reason why I started the podcast. People make excuses and say that good books are expensive. And basically, they don't read because maybe of the money issue. And so that's why I started this podcast, to show people that, well, you can actually get really, really good books for free. Then the other reason that comes up is some people don't want to spend a certain amount of time invested in a book and then realizing that maybe it was not worth the time. And thus, this is a book review so that everybody has a sense from a 20-minute, 30-minute review, which you can listen in the car, to decide for yourself whether you actually want to buy the book and spend a few more hours just reading from the book, learning and enjoying the reading process. So I'll still be downloading these free books. I will still be on the lookout for good books, good Christian books. And if I see a must-read book, I will read it. If the book is a must-share book, then I will review and share my thoughts with everyone. All right, so that's the idea for now. Frankly, this was not how I expected to celebrate the Reading and Readers third year. I expected this to be a great, wonderful, exciting moment where we chart another adventure forward to the fourth year, going stronger and stronger. But I think it's good to be able to rest. I think it's good to be able to recover so that one can actually come back stronger. So I am hopeful that once things settle down on my side, once my responsibilities perhaps are not so heightened or not so heavy, then I could actually get back to reading and reviewing Christian books for you. Thank you for your support, and until next time,